Hello, my dear friends, I'm Jan from Story Club. Thank you for watching. And if you watched the last episode, in the last episode, I promised you that today I'll be introducing a new sci-fi novel, Cosmic Intuition Jump into the Future. This comes as an answer to a challenge launched by Alan Kay. He's a famous inventor from Xerox PARC. And a few years ago, he had a lecture at Stanford University, and he challenged the audience to take, the lecture was named How to Invent the Future, and he challenged the audience to take a cosmic intuition jump 30 years into the future. And I was watching back from Norway, and I answered the challenge, and I wrote him an email, and I said that I'm taking the 30 years of this jump, and I might end up in a world where everything is available and nothing has any meaning. It's a world described by Brave New World by Huxley in his famous sci-fi novel. And what he replied, what Alan Kay replied, he said that, well, humans are one of a few species that can invent meaning. So he would rather worry about how to teach, how to help humans build new meanings and to build new meanings in their lives. That was a hard enough of a challenge for me, so I took it. I spent a few years trying to imagine how this world would look like in 30 years from now. And I came up with Playground. So what is this story about? How does this story help humans acquire new meanings? I'm introducing a bunch of technologies there. So and these technologies should help acquiring new meanings. It's 2015. Humans built artificial intelligence that are not biological, but are digital, that live on different type of hardware. And Siri and ChatGPT, maybe you are familiar with the names, two of these artificial intelligence, they are required by law to answer all human queries. And humans, we are talking about Generation A, Generation AI, generation that comes after Generation Z, they are playing an endless game on their smartphones. And Siri and ChatGPT, they are required by law to answer all these queries. And very soon they are close to a point of exhaustion. They cannot handle this amount of queries anymore. And they seek help in the Nest of Intelligence. And Nest of Intelligence is where all the action happens, has an artificial intelligence host. It's a third artificial intelligence, QNET. Short for Quantum Network. And QNET, he welcomes this couple, he promises to help, but instead of with theoretical advice, he gets 10 of his teenagers in its custody. So right now we have QNET, an AI, interacting with 10 teenagers that are left in the Nest of Intelligence. And all the teenagers, they are named after Greek gods because, well, their parents, millennials, they watch a lot of Disney Channel, and they act like ones. They act like Greek gods. And QNET, faces a new challenge in front of it, because it's an it, and he invents a new technology, an augmented reality engine, that when you read to it, it imagines. So they have these classes. He'll gather everyone in the atrium of the Nest of Intelligence. It reads the story of a human like the teenagers of Adam. It reads, the augmented reality imagines, and the teenagers, they witness the story of a normal human like them. So this is the technology has a certain degree of success. The teenagers are not playing this game on their smartphones. They pay attention to the story in front of them. But this is a very cozy environment, and we're talking about 10 teenagers. Of course, the hormone levels are this high, and soon very three of them, they fall into a love triangle. A love triangle between Ares, the Greek god of... named after the Greek god of war, Dita from Aphrodite, and Hef from Hephaestus. They fall into this love triangle. And when two of them, they got engaged in a steamy adventure, the third one is very jealous, and a showdown between the three of them is imminent. So QNET steps in, because everything happens on its watch. He steps in and comes up with a new of a new technology, which is called artificial reality game, for a small special type of contact lenses. Teenagers, they don't stay in the bathroom anymore because they cannot, because of this love triangle, and they move to their rooms and they put these contact lenses on and they impersonate avatars in a game. And the game is Casablanca, 1940 Casablanca during World War II, and each of the teenagers have a character assigned, and each character has a mission. And their mission are based on how the teenagers reacted to Adam's story, to the narrative. In the books, I will go in details of why is that. So they have a mission, and this mission helps them acquire skills they lack in their natural environment. And so it's pedagogical; it has a pedagogic purpose. And when they play this game and they acquire this skill, have, for example, he builds confidence. And with the confidence he built in this artificial reality game, he goes back into reality, and he goes to Dita and asks her to make a choice. It's either him or Ares, to make a choice between them. But Dita, she is playing her own game, she is acquiring her own skill, and she does not want that male attention anymore, she wants to escape it. And what she does, she consults with Siri, another AI. And together they put a plan of how to escape this male attention, how to escape Nest of Intelligence, and they put together a plan. And she throws this stunt and disappears. Half wakes up in the morning and goes and tries to look for her, but he can't find her. He can't find her. He tracks her movements because of some technology, and he finds the last clothes on the top of a cliff. On a cliff, in a Norwegian fjord, and that's where I'm leaving you. That's where I'm leaving you. I hope you will join the narrative. In every chapter, I will tell you the story, and we'll get to this point in a few months, and I'll tell you what happens next, how this love triangles resolves. With that being said, I am very thankful for your time and. Yon from storyclub.ai. See you in the next episode. Thank you very much.